michaelberkey.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
If you want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath, no. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Kicking in this week's Robert Scott Bell Show, special from Nullify Now, Kansas City. And I've got right next to me the man. He is Mr. Nullification. His name is Tom Woods. We love him. Tom, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you, Robert. Always a pleasure.
Well, it's glad to have you on board here. Now, you were mentioning that they wanted you to kind of focal point a little differently before. We've been to a few of these. I think you're number one on the list of guest speakers here, and you've done it a number of times. So it's always a challenge. Is how do you take the same topic, make it fresh and new for each audience? Because it's kind of something that's been around for a while.
Well, I had something new kind of planned for this time around, because how can you say the same thing differently every single time? But then I was told this is an audience that basically has never heard of you, has never heard of the concept, has never heard any of your YouTubes, so you don't have to worry. I always feel like a stand-up comic. Mm. In the age of YouTube, you know, where you go out there and you realize people have seen your whole routine, right? They've seen it on YouTube. What are you supposed to do, have a new routine every night?
Right.
But I think I'm, you know, so what I wound up deciding to do was basically just to give the basic overview to people, make the arguments, just explain that obviously everything we've tried to do to keep the federal government limited has really not worked. So you have to think about something else. That's all. You can't just say, well, we'll sue them in their own courts. You're going
right.
to sue them in courts that are staffed by judges that were trained in American law schools, where they're taught that it's their job to stick their boots in the faces of these states. You
well,
know?
It's very, very reasonable that they're going to side with
yeah,
you.
Of course they'll side with us, right. So I'm impatient with that. So that's more or less what I tried to do. And the response was good. People are willing to listen to out-of-the-mainstream ideas because they realize the so-called mainstream has ruined the country.
Hmm.
Like, I didn't ruin it. You didn't ruin it.
Yeah.
It's the Hillary Clinton, John McCain, John Kerry, Obama, Biden axis.
Yes.
And it's the whole Mitch McConnell. I mean, you name the crook, regardless of party. They're the ones who caused these problems. It's not us. So it's about time that people looked to solutions that don't come from these people's mouths.
Well, I like the practicality of it all. You're talking about, you know, giving people tools that are not going to, you know, basically end in disaster, right? We want efficiency of action. We want it to be effective. We want it to have an impact. You know, I often talk about it in terms of health, right? You know, my thing is health, and I describe how we need to nullify the federal government or even state government when they violate our right to take care of our body or our children.
Right.
You know, and so in these cases they can go, well, yeah, that sounds reasonable, that I wouldn't ask the government that, well, how do I raise my kid, right? And suddenly they go, okay, if that's reasonable, let's take it into this realm and this realm, you know, try to get it to the point where it's very practical and understandable, and you do that as well, very well.
Thanks. So it's one of these issues that a lot of different audiences can sympathize with, because, you know, the people who are interested in natural health and remedies are, I think, well aware that the federal apparatus is not stacked in their favor, to put it kindly, you know, right? So they can see that this ought to resonate with them. But then they might be inclined to say, but, you know, sure, it's okay for my issue that we stand up to the federal government, but your issue, you got to just sit down and shut up, and you were born to be ruled and have a boot on your face. And, you know, maybe we need to think in terms of, well, you know, if I've got an issue that's dear to me, maybe I should have more control over it. You have an issue that's dear to you.
Yes.
You should exercise more control over it. And we learn to live with each other that way. And it's much better than having this kind of every 4 years we have this low-intensity civil war of the winner-takes-all election, and whoever wins, you're going to get all your issues taken care of, and then maybe next time you'll win, and you'll get everything you want, and maybe that's not the way to do it. And as it turns out, neither of us really winds up getting what we want, because it's a one-party system anyway, and they make sure that the payouts go to the well-placed constituencies, and that's not you and me. So it's better, even practically speaking, to just give up on those people and try and settle our disputes like human beings face-to-face.
Well, otherwise, every 4 years we vote and see who's going to hose us next.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Yeah, you're just changing wardens in the prison.
Yeah,
that's all you're doing.
Very well said. Yeah, it was a challenge to speak here on, you know, recognizing there are people from the right, left, center. We don't know where they're coming from, but what I love about the Tenth Amendment Center, or what's going on, what you talk about, when you really get past the false Hegelian dialectic, some of it might be real, but I mean, it's really forced and forced from above, you begin to see, and I think people on the left are finally seeing it because of Obama's, not that he ever really adopted what he said he was going to do, but the fact that it's so clear that he wasn't ever going to adopt it now, he's abandoned it if he ever had it, that now maybe they could come to us and say, well, you're right, it's not about me versus you. It's about them versus what they're doing to all of us.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It is. This is why I'm always uncomfortable when I hear people say, even people who are correct on the issue, say something like, well, you know, we imposed sanctions on that country and we starved them and we caused all this damage. Well, that's true, but I don't want to say we. I didn't do that. You didn't do that.
It's all this we stuff.
And what is all this we? It's they.
Yes.
It's they. We have to think in terms of these are people who are outside the realm of normal civil society. In civil society, you're not allowed to starve people to death.
Right.
You know, by withholding things from them and not allowing them to trade freely. You're not allowed to do that. So they are outside the realm of normal human interaction. So they are a they. Mm. They are not we. They don't speak for me. It is not we. It's them.
You know what? I've heard recently. You know, you follow the media and you see these patterns emerge because we have to review sometimes hundreds of stories, certainly in a week, but sometimes even in a day. It's crazy all the stuff we follow these patterns. Lately, they've been trying to flout the idea that, well, maybe if we would just be attacked by aliens from outer space, we'd all come together. And
it would be good for the economy. That's what Paul Krugman said.
I saw that too.
All the spending that we would do, even if the alien attack never occurred, all the spending we would do preparing for an attack that never occurred would boost the economy. Because all he can see is in the economy is just a lot of spending, a lot of dollars changing hands. So he thinks that if I can force more dollars to change hands, that'll get things going. But what the economy is really all about is not just spending per se, but spending on things you want.
Yes.
And making sure that we're producing things people want. People don't want stuff that's going to protect them against an alien invasion that's never going to occur.
Yes.
And I mean, now strictly speaking, Robinson Crusoe, isolated on his island before Friday comes along, doesn't have he's not going to have a recession. Because he always will produce the things he wants because he's going to produce them all himself.
Right.
The difficulty comes when you have a society with millions, hundreds of millions, billions of people, all of whom have different wants, and there are multitude of ways of providing for those wants, and incredibly complex chains of production in which all the different stages of production come together at just the right moment to produce all this myriad of goods. That's where the complication comes from, because entrepreneurs have to figure out what are people going to want, and what is the most cost-efficient way to produce it to make sure that we're not taking factors of production out of the economy that would be better suited and more urgently used to produce more urgently needed goods. I mean, there are all these questions you have to answer that Robinson Crusoe alone doesn't have to answer. He just knows, I want to gather some berries, so I'm going to go gather them.
Right.
So we now, because it's wonderful, we have all these people in society, this is the answer, this is the question that entrepreneurs have to answer. How do I gather together all the things necessary to produce all the things that I predict people will want?
Right.
And the problem is that what the federal government, but particularly the Federal Reserve System does, does is it introduces a lot of white noise into the entrepreneur's calculation. It makes it harder for him to figure out what it is we're going to want because it skews the way we spend money. It makes money cheap. It makes credit cheap. It makes us spend money on things we wouldn't spend it on if credit weren't so cheap. It makes $8 cups of coffee seem like a profitable business plan.
Yes.
And so then entrepreneurs respond to these false signals, and it turns out that this isn't really where people are going to spend their money. So what's
Come
really
on,
happened...
We need $5 cupcakes.
Yeah, exactly. That's right, and $10 ice cream cones. But what's really happened then is that entrepreneurs who have a tough enough time as it is figuring out what does everybody want, how do I get it to them, their ability to calculate these things is interfered with consistently when... the Federal Reserve is in the picture because it falsifies interest rates, it falsifies business calculation, it falsifies our own spending patterns because, as we saw during the housing boom, it made everybody think he was a millionaire. I got $1 million in my house of equity. It's unbelievable. Let me go spend my money on crazy vacations and crazy luxury goods. So that skews production into the production of crazy vacations, crazy luxury goods. So the economy is just a hyper-stimulated mess right now.
Well, it's in autoimmunity. You talk about hyper-stimulation. I talk allergies, right? I always bring it back to the physiology.
Yeah.
And you remember, you said Robinson Crusoe. I remember there was a movie, Robinson Crusoe on Mars. And I think what Krugman's talking about is Robinson Crusoe on Mars with Paul Krugman.
Right. Yeah.
And that's the reality he's going with.
Yeah, Krugman just thinks it's a matter of just jump-starting the spending. But that's not, it's jump-start. It's getting the whole structure of the economy so that it's producing things people really want when those things are done at the end of the production cycle. It's not good to say we need to stimulate the production of houses or the production. We don't know what needs to be stimulated. It'll be stimulated when people spend the dollars voluntarily.
Sure. And certain things stimulated in Lower Alabama are not even allowed. So we'll come back to that in a moment. We got to take a break. Tom Woods is my guest, and here at Nullify Now, Kansas City, TomWoods.com. Check out all the links at RobertScottBell.com. Among his many great books, Nullification, of course, the star right now, but of course, Roll Back and others. We'll talk about some amazing things here with another segment, health freedom, liberty, and of course, economic freedom, political freedom. Tom Woods has got it all, and he's from Harvard, and he still talks to me here. This is an amazing thing. I'm loving it. We're going to have a great time. We'll be right back after this.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS. Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you value freedom? Do you value your liberty? This is the place where we got to explore that at Nullify Now Kansas City. I've got another segment here with my friend Tom Woods, author of so many wonderful books, TomWoods.com, and all the links up to him and all the things he does at TomWoods.com, and it's also linked up at RobertScottBell.com. Tom, it's always a blast to have you on board. I appreciate you very much.
Thanks, Robert.
So we're talking about what's happening in the economy, certainly. There's more than that when we talk about the abandonment of fundamental economic principles, this idea that we can attack another country, like Krugman says, if we just had aliens again. We see it in terms of the current Obama administration and wanting to ramp up wars around the world. Libya is still happening. He said it would only be a week. We'd be out in a week, right? And now they're saber-rattling with Iran. We hear, of course, Congressman Ron Paul running for president talking about that very pointedly in the debates as well, which is really quite extraordinary, the things he said. Is like, you know, there's this jingoism, there's this fear, irrational or whatever. And what, was it Santorum? Who was it that said, oh, it started in 1979 with Iran?
Yeah. That's Santorum's line.
These people don't even know history.
No, they don't. They're not interested in it. They want to know history only so they could use it. If they think they can use it for ideological purposes, they'd like to know it. But basically, Ron Paul gave the correct answer. He said that in 1953, that's where this relationship got started, and that's when the CIA, doing the bidding of British intelligence, because the British embassy and all the agents that they had in Iran, they wanted to overthrow Mossadegh, who was the prime minister, in 53, and he got wind of it, so he expelled the whole British embassy, all the officials, so now the British couldn't overthrow him. All their guys had been thrown out, so they came to the CIA and said, well, you do it. You do it because we don't like the fact that Mossadegh wants to split the oil revenues 50-50. American companies were already doing that, splitting it 50-50 in other countries.
Right.
But the CIA's view was, we got to get rid of it. And they fell for this thing that he was a communist and all this. And you know, I yield to no one in my opposition to communism. But this guy was obviously not a communist. And the evidence was, well, the communists also want to nationalize the oil. Yeah, so did everybody in Iran. Like, that means nothing. But the point is that he was overthrown, and all kinds of dirty tricks were played where people were hired to commit atrocities that would then be blamed on him, that he had nothing to do with. It was terrible, and naturally, when the Shah of Iran was imposed and given additional authority, and a new prime minister was in place who was from the military, who just basically let the Shah run the country, you know, the Iranians kind of didn't like that. I mean, they came to resent that. And yet, Santorum, when this was presented to him, it was like this was news to him, and he said, well, you know, I don't think we should be apologizing about spreading freedom.
What?
What is he talking about? Freedom? The Shah of Iran? This is freedom? What are you talking about? I mean, so in other words, it's okay for you and me not to like Hillary Clinton or John McCain.
Yes.
But it's unthinkable that Iranians might not like them either.
Right.
I mean, but you know what? Maybe they're just rotten people.
Yeah.
And they're constantly causing problems, not just to us, but to people all over the world.
One of the things we started with today, Tom, is this distinction between the government and the people, right? It's recognizing that, you know, it's like, we didn't do this.
Yeah,
they
right.
did it, right?
Yeah.
This is a concept even in Iran. It was a concept even in the former Soviet Union, because there was some interaction between human-to-human contact, trade, or other things that were happening. It told a different story or tale than government-to-government told.
Right, and I mean, I think this is once again a way of we sort of implicate the whole people in what the government does when we use the expression "we," and you get people almost feeling like they should be personally insulted if you are unhappy with what their government has done around the world, and yet these very people don't think it's at all anti-American to be against the stimulus package, to be against Obamacare, that was duly instituted by your government. Why is it not anti-American to be opposed to that?
Amazing.
So, but they do think it's anti-American to be opposed to what the exact people, these very same people in government, do in other countries. Why are they angels when they intervene in other countries, but they're just terrible when they're taking our tax money and whatever in this country?
Yeah.
It's the same people, full of the same pathologies, and they ought to be opposed at all times.
Tom, I mentioned in my lecture that if, you know, this has been said for many years, if voting could change anything, they would outlaw it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't advocate whether a person participates or not. I think it's a freedom to choose thing. I like people to be able to feel good about whatever they're doing. But I think this is coming down to economics. Whether we vote the rascals out or not, that the collapse, the economic collapse, which you've written about a number of times over the years as well in your books, is the thing that brings the party to an end. Whether we do anything or not, I'd like to help it along the way so that we can restore its sanity and fiscal integrity. But in the meantime, we're on that verge.
Oh, there's no question about it. I mean, you just look at the budgetary trends, the interest going to be paid on the national debt, the impossible to pay entitlement, unfunded liabilities, the fact that by my count, I had a blog post at tomwoods.com. It's probably off the front page by now, but you could type stimulus into my site.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a blog post itemizing 16 forms of stimulus they've tried to revive it. And I think there's one left out. There is the George Bush rebate checks that were sent through
right.
the mail.
Yep.
They've tried, so at least 16 forms of stimulus, most of them tried by Republicans, who all of a sudden they got religion and they're not going to do this anymore.
Which
right?
one was the car cash for clunkers, the car one?
Oh, the cash for clunkers. Yeah, I guess that must have been on there, too. And then there was stimulus to housing, and there was stimulus to the banks, and stimulus to the money market mutual funds.
And, it's funny how it always hurts to the poor people, like cash for clunkers. Suddenly there was used cars that were being destroyed.
Yeah, and now used car, a car you could have gotten for $500 is not there anymore. You got to pay $2,000 at least for a car. But the point is they've tried it all. They've tried putting dark glasses and a Hawaiian shirt on the economy to, like, weekend at Bernie's.
So what's the rightful remedy?
Well, I mean, it's... You know, there's only so far nullification can take you in a situation like this. But the rightful remedy, in my judgment, of course, rightful remedy are the famous words Jefferson used to describe nullification. But
right.
is just to wean ourselves off the mythology of government, that it has these magical powers of stimulus and
yeah.
it's the great helmsman of the economy. No, it's the drunk driver of the economy. It really is. And instead, we need to be thinking about... just telling the government, why don't we just try just this once?
Mm-hmm.
Just this once, don't do anything.
let
us, and it's not true that we believe that people sometimes say, you think we shouldn't do anything. No, I think we should do something. We entrepreneurs, we consumers,
right.
we business, we have to figure out where is demand, what types of things need to be produced, and how. Only we can make those decisions, not Barack, not John McCain, not
right.
Michelle Bachmann.
Well, I'll tell you what I think everybody should do is to go to your website, tomwoods.com, and get your books, read them, learn them, live them, and, of course, we can reestablish the healthy terrain economically and otherwise here in the country, and hopefully impact that freedom, not by the force of a gun, but because people will emulate us and want to do what we do. Tom Woods, always a pleasure and an honor for you to be with me. No, for me to be with you. What is it?
No, it's both. It's both. Thanks,
you,
Robert.
Man.
It's a real
Thank
pleasure.
You. It's
Thanks so much.
TomWoods.com. Check it out at RobertScoutBell.com. This is where we rock the health world, and we rock it even more when Tom Woods drops by. We'll be right back.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tattler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tattler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tattler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Himbe, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Willing to go where the tooth takes it. Here's Robert.
Very special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show today as we're cranking it up from Kansas City. That's right, Kansas City, where the Nullify Now conference occurred. And this is another guest here as we leave from Tom Woods now to the National Communications Director, Mike Mahari from the 10th Amendment Center. Mike, it's always good to see you at these events.
Thanks for having me. I don't know about going after Tom Woods. It's kind of scary, but we'll do our best. Isn't it cool to see all these people from so many different places all coming together in one place?
It is. And for a similar or common ideal, as I talked about the concept of the left and the right coming together, and it's not in a kumbaya moment, but the reality is it's like we got to wake up and realize it isn't us versus them. It's as far as left-right, it's the government and anybody who's in it, whether you have to write what they do once they're there, against all of us.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more.
So in your case as a communications director, I mean, do you have to interface with the media a lot on this? Do you catch the flack or do you turn it over to Michael Bolden?
Well, I do a little bit of both. Yeah. Michael Bolden's perfectly capable of handling his own with those folks for sure. But, yes, I do a lot of the interaction with the media and kind of schedule interviews and set things like that up. So it's a lot of fun. I'm actually a journalist by training and am a working member of the media, so to speak. I'm one of those bad guys, I guess.
But. Well, no, you're a good guy there. I understand you're working on a book, though.
I am working on a book, and hopefully I'm hoping to have it done by early this fall, which we're running out of time here, but we're busting it out as fast as we can with all of the
and
what
what's going on. The overview topic? What are you going to cover?
Well, really, it's going to be another book on nullification, but coming at it from a little bit of a different angle than Dr. Woods's book, which is incredible. I suggest everybody go out and get a little plug for Tom there.
Right.
But mine's going to be kind of a companion book, and it's really more going in at it from the philosophical and trying to help people understand, you know, why nullification? Not just that it's the right thing and it's historically correct and it's
right.
A great legal principle, but why do it?
Mm-hmm. Well, and in this case, you know, we're going back to history and understanding Thomas Jefferson as he used the terms rightful remedy. Of course, as a homeopath, I always talk about the right remedies.
Right.
Right? And, you know, appropriate remedies. I talk about the withdrawing of consent, you know, not asking permission where none is required. I mean, these are revolutionary concepts. They were at the time of the dawning of the American experiment, but many Americans have lost sight of that, and now the government is propagandizing Americans to believe that that's the danger when the opposite is the danger.
Right. And, you know, this is really what it comes down to. You've got to ask yourself the question, who is in charge of me? And when I look in the mirror, I have to answer to myself. I am in charge of me. I am the boss. And this, you know, this goes back to Locke and Bastiat and some of those great philosophers. The idea is that we are sovereign. We make our own decisions, and the government only has the power that we grant it.
Right.
And it's exactly as you say. We don't have to ask them for permission. They need to be asking us for permission. And, you know, if somebody out there has a remedy that they feel like is going to make them well, who is the government to tell them you can't do this? It's absurd.
Right, right. Well, I mean, it was the concept of, you know, it took them 10 years supposedly to find Osama bin Laden, but they, you know, unless somebody sell raw milk, they'll find you, you know, almost in a day. And what is the greater danger then? I have to say that, you know, bin Laden, he's not a good guy, don't get me wrong, or was, but he didn't pose the danger of the government preventing the people of America to eat the foods that would get them healthy.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've seen some of the video footage of these armed police agents coming into these stores and holding people at gunpoint for selling milk. I mean, really? And it's like you say, you know, I've never drank raw milk personally, and I don't know that I will. I may someday. But that should be somebody's choice. If they do the research and they look at it and say, hey, this is going to benefit my health, I believe in this, this is what we need to do.
Stand by, Mike. We got to take a quick break here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out at robertscottbell.com. Got links up, of course, to the 10th Amendment Center. Lots more healing to go on this show. Special from Nullify Now in Kansas City. Lots more healing to go after this. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Remember, here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we cover healing on all levels, in all ways, and with all things. And that includes the subject of political and economic healing. And that's why, from time to time, we get out and about and mix with the lovers of liberty out here in the world. And right now, Kansas City is where we're at the Nullify Now Conference with the 10th Amendment Center, nullifynow.com. I have all the links up. I've got another segment here with Mike Mahari, National Communications Director of the 10th Amendment Center. And, Michael Bolden says, you interview him. I'm going to do it. And here we are. No, Mike's a great guy, and I appreciate all the work that he's done. And, you're working on the book. And like I said, I love the creativity and trying to find different ways to express these views to get another larger group or a different audience to understand. We've had people come up to us here at the booth talking about things, different backgrounds, religions, even racial backgrounds. And it's nice to see they're all coming together, recognizing who the real danger is.
I think people intuitively understand and have a desire to control their own lives. And, you know, I think where people get mixed up is they see something that they want to see change and they want to see some kind of quote-unquote good done. And so they assume that government power needs to be used to do that. They forget the fact that that same government power can be turned around to do the bad things. We're much better off just to not let the government have any power at all.
Yeah.
And control our own lives. This is the way people want to live. They want to live free. They want to make their own decisions. And
well, it's the concept of limited powers. I mean, this was something that somebody would say, well, is it possible to limit the powers of government? I know that our founding fathers and framers, they tried to do it the best they could, but they also warned us that if we were to fall asleep on the job,
right,
what would happen? A beast would emerge. It wasn't that the American government would be benign because it's the American government.
Right.
And I think we're, you know, at a crisis point of recognizing that it's still government. Whether
right.
you don't like the government of Iran or the government of Russia or the government of wherever, it's still government. The potential for government to abuse is historically not even questionable.
Right.
Why is it that we're under the delusion, well, this is an American one, we're good no matter what. And some of the candidates for president say, my country, right or wrong. It's like, no, if it's wrong, you
it's
say
wrong.
Something.
Yeah. It's interesting the way people's thinking gets twisted up, and they think, well, if you just have the right person in charge, it's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. No, well, who is the right person, and what makes them any better than me to make a decision
sure.
about my own life?
Well, and even with Congressman Ron Paul, who I respect immensely, and I would love to see him as mm-hmm. president, he is not under the illusion or delusion that he is going to run your life suddenly and change everything. I mean, the point is turning it back over to you. That's why he's the right guy in that context, because he understands that.
Exactly. And, you know, here's what people, too, I don't want people to think that, oh, I hate all government. We should have complete anarchy. Government has its role. It has its purposes. But we created a government with a constitution to constrain power exactly because the framers and the founders of this country understood the danger of tyranny. They understood. They lived under it. So we want to constrain that power to its proper role. I don't have a problem with the government doing the things the government should do, protecting property, a proper defense, not going around and bombing everybody in the world, but a proper defense.
Sure.
At a local level, we want to have police and protect property. But it's when government becomes the solution for every problem is where we run into trouble. And I've found that most of the problems the government solves are really creating bigger problems.
You're right. It's just like doctors. It's like, oh, I can take care of that headache, but I'll also give you liver failure, right?
Right.
Or kidney failure. It's like,
right.
Okay, I don't think that's a real good solution. But I would argue that the government as it is now is in anarchy. You mentioned, we're all arguing for anarchy. Listen, they're already in it because they don't follow any rules.
Oh, absolutely.
They're making
not.
It up as they go along at this point. Whatever Nancy Pelosi says is in there, we'll figure it out and it's okay.
You're absolutely right. And, I think the doctor example is a great example to understand proper roles. You know, if I get shot, I think I'd like to have a surgeon that's capable of repairing the vessels and stopping the bleeding and doing those things that a surgeon is trained to do. I don't want a surgeon to be a psychologist. You know, I want that surgeon to do his proper role. And one of the illustrations that I was just working on in the book is, you have a referee in a basketball game. Well, that referee's role is to adjudicate the game of basketball. I don't want him to referee a football game. I don't want him to go and arrest a drunk driver. That's not his job. It's outside of his role. Keep things within their proper roles.
Well, Mike, you're doing a bang-up job here with the 10th Amendment Center, Nullify Now. I am so grateful that I could be a part of it here, and we'll look forward to having you back on when you have your book out to talk more about this.
That sounds good. I will be more than happy to do it anytime.
Remember, Robert Scott Bell Show here every week on GCN Live and affiliates around the country. You can check it out at robertscottbell.com. robertscottbell.com is a place where we rock the internet world as well, and links to also shows in the past. Many archives are available to you for download for free as long as we can keep them there. Thank you all for your support. We're coming right back with more Powerful Healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity
quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special, or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Hard to believe we've already gone through almost 2 hours here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Really glad that you're with me every week here on GCN Live and all the wonderful affiliates we have here. I am going to wrap up with another special guest momentarily. I'll tell you about her, but first and foremost, I want to say a special thank you to all of my wonderful sponsors for making this show possible. And that includes my friends at Sovereign Silver, who helped make this, again, possible at the Nullify Now conference specifically. SovereignSilver.com at 888-328-8840, 888-328-8840. Also, One World Way, Stephen Hewer, great, great product to enhance glutathione production in your body. He's at 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Also, Nordic Naturals, great essential fats. And, of course, Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com, where I get most of my whole food nutrition. ChooseToBeHealthy.com. He's at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. And grateful for all those. Please say thank you from me here at the Robert Scott Bell Show for supporting this message of health, freedom, and liberty. Well, the show would not be complete with the star, the actual star of the 10th Amendment Center. His name is Michael Bolden. My good friend, what a wonderful Nullify Now we had in Kansas City.
What a wonderful Nullify Now we just had in Kansas City. Not that I want to steal all your lines, Robert, but, I mean, that's really how to say it. I mean, we had people from, I guess the best way to put it is we had a lot of people in the same room that before today probably would be yelling at each other if they were in the same room at all.
Yes.
So the idea of nullification, of bringing things closer to home, is about bringing people together. They may not agree on every issue. They may not agree on every policy or on every action, but at least they can come together on this old, dusty old idea, this Thomas Jefferson thing, that, you know what, let's have our fights closer to home. Let's tell the federal government, get the hell out of here, and we're going to figure out how to do things the way we want to do them in our own state. And, I mean, we could even take it down to the logical level of our own town or county, to an individual or family level. And that's really the concept, and to me that's exciting. It drives me and it motivates me to see a wide range of people come in the same audience. I mean, Mike Meharry, our communications
director.
You
talked to her earlier, yes.
Yeah, he was doing some on the street interviews with people, and you know, he talks to one guy. He's like, you know, I'm kind of a political liberal, but you know, I can see what you're talking about here.
Right.
He wasn't saying you guys are awesome, but you know, there was something that opened his eyes, and it's like, I think that's extremely important. Whether left or right, I think there's going to be a lot of things that we talk about that, you know, you don't agree with, but a lot of things that you say, well, you know what, that's interesting. And that's what it's all about, is like getting the conversation moving forward. And we've got a long way to go, but here we are.
Michael, I heard one of the state legislators here in Missouri that was speaking, talking about Bastiat
No, it didn't happen.
I was like, whoa, what is happening here?
All right. Well, Missouri seems to have something. The way I look at it is every state is in a lot of trouble. Most people around the country look to the federal government to be their savior of everything. This is a very bad choice because for 100 years, it doesn't matter what political party is in power, what persons occupy the White House, federal power always grows. So the solution to our problems is not with the federal government. It's with ourselves and other states. But it is pretty exciting to hear people talk about really base, liberty-oriented principles coming from elected people in Missouri. You and I were together down in Orlando on 10-10-10 last year.
Yeah.
We couldn't get a single state rep to actually have the courage to put their neck out and say, you know, we're going to talk about this on stage. They wouldn't do it, even though we all invited all of them to come out. But here it was hard to find a balance between Kansas and Missouri, but it's exciting whether we agree on everything or not that they're willing to discuss these things.
I was astonished. I really was stunned by it.
Jim Lemke, he's a state senator who's been, I think, pretty good. I don't know everything that he's done, but he's done some things that are pretty good.
No, it's very exciting to see. I mean, that's a real transformation when we have people in state positions that actually understand the history of liberty, the movement, and what it really means. And that, you know, that there's hope again, not only for the future, but even for the present in this regard. I was a little afraid when I mentioned Monsanto and genetically modified corn that they were going to pelt me with tomatoes
or something. Home base.
I know. But they seem to nod and tolerate me here.
Right.
So I thought, Michael's he invited me because he knows he wants to see me hit by tomatoes on video.
Well, they would be genetically modified tomatoes, and you would never be able to wash them off because they would probably meld with your skin somehow.
Oh, my gosh.
No, they were open to your message, which is something I think much of what we talked about here, a lot of people were like, I've never even heard of this before. I've never thought of this before. But I heard about my local group leader told me I should come and check this out, and I did. And I heard some Woods guy talk and, you know, and some Scott Bell guy. And, you know, they came out of here with little snippets of new stuff that may have shocked them. And we hear this wherever we go in the country. In Cincinnati, I was told by so many people, like, I've been to all these tea parties and I've never heard anything about any of this stuff. So we're taking people and moving a little bit further down the line towards freedom, towards liberty, and towards new ideas rather than waiting for someone to come in riding on a white horse to fix everything for us. We're empowering people to fix things.
Well, what I really loved from the very beginning when I did the one at 10-10-10 in Orlando is like, this is rooted in principle. Hey, there are other people rooted in principle.
That happens.
And, you know, that's the difference. Instead of just, raging against the machine, which can be legitimized, warranted,
I don't mind me a little Tom Morello here and there. So,
but at the same time, taking that out, like a lot of people came up to me after and said, where do I start? I mean, they didn't get mad. They're just like, okay, I got it. It's something new. But what do I do now, right? What do you do when you first learn about these concepts of liberty and the fact that we don't have to wait for that white shining horse and the person on it? What do we do now? And that's what this seems to be all about. It's planting those seeds of what are we doing now?
Well, I mean, I'd love to talk with you. I know we're coming up towards the end of the show, but it's like I'd love to talk with you about what to do for the next half hour or an hour. But the step one is to recognize that if you say no, when enough people in enough states say no to Washington, D.C., it's pretty darn tough for Washington, D.C. to force their unconstitutional regulations or laws or mandates down our throats.
Michael Bolden, my good friend, I appreciate you so much. Thank you for having me back at another Nullify Now conference. I look forward to the next one. If I can't make it, you make it. In my place, everybody makes it there. This is the place to be, and I think Jacksonville is definitely on the schedule in October 22nd, so hopefully everybody will be there. And in the meantime, all I'm here to remind you is that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.